Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. Well, I have the fitness queen of all queens, Denise Austin, Woo! Is here. And I mean, the burst of energy that came after your hour drive from Hermosa Beach, now I realize why you look the way you look. Can I say your age?
Of course you can.
You're
66.
66. Ridiculous.
Feel my tummy.
I'm going to feel your abs after.
You have to.
I felt Heather DeBro's abs and hers were good. And my Pilates instructor said, I heard your show. And she's like, and we're going to get those abs down. And I go, you know, I've got Denise Austin coming. And she goes, I have one question for her. I thought this was a good question.
All right.
As a fitness person, and she's a fitness person. If there was one exercise, one move that someone could only do for the rest of their life, what would that be?
Oh, a plank for sure.
Low
hover plank, to be honest with you. Get down on the elbows and hold it and tighten up your tummy. Pull up and in your tummy and your abs. Zip up those abs or as long as you can. I do it for about a half a minute, and that way it keeps it nice and strong. And it's the same ab exercise that actually helps keep your tummy flat. So it's the transverse abdominis. That's the one that's underneath right there that's always going to keep your abs pulled in. And good posture is very important. Because if you're slouched, your tummy has nowhere else to go but out. But if you sit up or stand up nice and tall, it has a place to stay, tucked in. So pull it in. Always think good posture. It's the key to a flat belly.
Wow. We are off and running. Welcome to 2024 Fitness Game. No, I want to talk to you about your exciting life and how much you've done. I have a photo here, which is the then and now. I have this photo.
Oh, yes.
What are the ages of you here? This is incredible. You're wearing the same suit, bathing suit, in red with a zipper. You look your body looks exactly the same. Your hair is a little longer today. But how old are you in the first one?
That was when I was, I had just had my second baby. So that was 35 years ago. So,
wow.
I guess I was 30-something.
Wow.
And then this is just about a month ago. So
wow.
This is right away. So this is this year, 66 and I guess 36 maybe.
Well, it was so exciting to get the email from your people to have you come on.
Thank you.
Because my husband was like, you know, my husband works with me too.
Oh, I know Peter.
And so he's like, you know, do you want Denise? And I was like, oh my God, yes. And so then when I was gathering up the information, the email, I'm like, whoever is on her team must be a Juicy Scooper because what they wrote was everything we have in common.
Well, it's my sister. No, I mean, it's a publicist, but my sister is in love with you, and she talks about you forever. And I was so excited, you know, when my Diego, my publicist, said, oh, Heather, you know, you can maybe be on Juicy Scoop. Like, oh, my God. I call, of course, is my sister, one of
who is a Juicy
sisters.
Scooper?
Oh, she's big time. Yeah, she's been to a lot of your live
performances. She went to the San Diego,
with her daughter.
I get so many mother-daughter combos, and now mother-son, too. So I love that, couples and everything, sisters, lots of sisters come.
Yes.
But I love a mother child because it's like a large demographic,
absolutely.
You know, so I appreciate that
and
so
now
much.
You even have my niece's little son who's 1 year old. Whenever the podcast comes on twice a week, she puts it on and he starts dancing. He loves your music.
Well, that's so, Jenny Poulos who did the music, and she actually is a mother of young kids, and she has done kid rap music. She should look into if there's a, you know, she has like raps about potty training and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So well. I think the kid really,
be needing
she
that.
Knows how to, she knows how to
He's
get
He's one and he loves you.
I love it.
So the whole family loves you.
Across the board. It's so sweet.
I'm one of five. I've
That was the other thing. One
five.
What number are you?
I'm middle.
Okay, you're the middle, number five. Out of five, you're Catholic.
Yes.
Catholic.
Born and raised. My aunt's a nun. Oh, she was the principal at Immaculate Heart High School here in Hollywood.
Where Sister Meghan Markle went.
Yes, yes, but she went, my aunt was a little older than that.
Yeah, right.
She didn't. She did teach Lucille Ball's daughter. Yes.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Uh-huh. Yes, she did.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So I'm from a very Catholic family.
Wait, is your aunt still here?
No.
Okay.
She passed many years ago.
Yes,
she did. So we loved her.
Wait, was she one of the? Was she part?
She was part of the change. So she was a pioneer of getting rid of the habits. So
oh.
If you look back into 1970s, it was the Immaculate Heart nuns that kind of said, okay, we're not going to be wearing these habits anymore. We're taking them off and we're going to be lay teachers. She went from Sister Cortona to Sister Mary Ann, her real name, which no one ever knew her real name.
Oh, interesting.
So she... We could all look it up, and it was she was one of the pioneers of it. So
yes, yeah, so the
women liber, but in the way of
yeah.
Catholics.
The nuns that taught at my schools, which was St. Mel's and Louisville High School right over here,
yes.
Sisters of St. Louis, they're teachers too, and they would and I maybe my first. Early years of being in school, I remembered they had the habits on their
yes,
hair.
Yes.
But then, yes, most of them, some of them would still choose to have the habit. They didn't want to change.
Right.
But all throughout my high school, they would just wear like a navy skirt and yeah. a blouse and
right.
almost like a little sweater, hair, you know, normal, nothing
right.
covering their heads. And yeah, they were the teachers.
I
yeah.
know.
So that's so
that
cool. I
yes.
love that.
I went to Catholic schools my whole life.
Out here in Southern California?
Yes. Bishop oh. Montgomery High School. In
oh.
Redondo Beach.
Oh, I love it.
I'm from Palos Verdes.
Oh, you're from Palos
yeah,
Verdes.
Yeah,
okay. And
raised.
Then you went to U of A.
Yes, and I got a full athletic scholarship. It was the first year women were, you know, Title IX were offered scholarships for athletics.
Wow.
And today I brought you my first leotard I wore when I competed at the University of Arizona. Here it is. And it still fits, Heather.
Oh
yes.
My God.
Woo!
Very, very
red, white,
cute. Wow. And do they still have a gymnastics teams, right?
Oh, yes,
oh that's great.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah, so that was kind of cute. And then I spoke as a commencement address speaker at one of the graduations.
When were you able to do that?
Oh, gosh. About 16 years ago, maybe.
And when
yeah.
you got
guess
the
what
word,
I did?
What? Tell me what you did.
Okay. So, you know, when you're a commencement, you have to wear
well,
the
I don't
gown,
know. I just
want
to say it's one of my things that I've been manifesting.
Oh, you'll be.
No school has
sure.
asked me yet.
Oh, that you should do it, especially your alma mater.
For the Louisville, the high school, it's my understanding that I'm probably a little too edgy, maybe.
Maybe, because the Catholic girls
yeah,
are
yeah.
still there.
So, and then USC, I'm still hopeful that they'll ask me.
Oh, they will.
We'll see.
Were you part of the Annenberg, like my daughters?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
You should be speaking
And, of
there.
Course, they've had Will Ferrell do
yes.
it. And Will Ferrell and I
yes.
knew each other
oh,
in college. He dated
him.
My sorority sister.
Stop
and I
it.
Also knew him at Groundlings.
Oh, my God.
He was a few years older than I am,
oh,
but
yeah.
we were there at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And they had him speak. Now, he's a much, much bigger star than I am. But
you'll do it.
I'm putting it out there. Oh. Putting it out there. So when you got the word that you're doing it, how did you come up with your speech?
Well, I came up with my speech to help people realize that no matter what you do, you can do something that you feel comfortable with. And I just kept saying, it took me 35 times, phone calls to the Today Show to get on for the very first time in 1984. I would call Steve Friedman 35 times to finally
just
I
yourself
got
was calling.
Oh, you betcha.
And what would be your pitch? Ding-ling-a-ling. Hello, Today Show. May I help you?
Yes. I talked to Steve Friedman. I'm sorry, he's not available. And I said, oh, this is Denise Austin, and I could do exercise. You've never had fitness on your TV show.
They never had done fitness?
No, this
you
is
were the
1984.
First, so you were the first
I
person
said,
to think, why
yes.
don't they do a fitness segment?
Yes, and I said, I just wrote a booklet called Tone Up at the Terminals, an exercise guide for computer operators. So I have some interesting exercises I could teach everybody. And she would laugh, and she goes, I'll let them know you called. Boom. I'll let them know you called. One day.
No, wait. At this time, let me ask. Wait. So I have questions. You're
okay.
so energetic, but I do have questions. I don't mean to cut you off, but
no.
I have to. So at this time was like, okay, remember the bosom, the workout buddy people? The man and the woman that would do like a workout. That was like, must have been the 70s.
Well,
do you remember that thing?
Called Jack LaLanne. He gave me Jack my first start on television. Okay. Jack LaLanne
so
did.
He did. So when you were calling the Today Show in the 80s, had who was the guy that would wear nylons and had the curly hair?
Oh, Richard Simmons.
Had Richard Simmons been around before you? Yes.
Oh, he came at the same time. I mean, he came a little earlier than I am. He's a little older than I am.
Okay, so get back to your thing. So you were just a go-getter.
Yes, I didn't care if anyone said no. I didn't care. I tried another thing. So I thought to call it a different time. I called it 6 p.m. that night. And Steve Friedman, I went, oh, my God, that's the executive producer. He answered because I was calling very politely 9 to 5 before. This time I tried a different hour and he answered.
Yeah.
And I told him I could get down on the floor and show you sit ups and show you the best way to flatten your belly. And he didn't say anything on the other side. Hello, are you still there?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, yeah, you could come this week and present. So I presented him. He was in Rockefeller Center.
Now, were you living in New York at this time?
D.C.
Okay.
My husband and I got married in 1983. He's a sports attorney, and we needed to move to D.C. because he represented tennis players and then basketball players. But his sister's Tracy Austin. She was number one at the time. His best friend
In
tennis.
Oh, okay.
She won the U.S. Open, still youngest ever in the history of the U.S. Open to win. At age 16, she beat Martina. And then 2 years later, she beat Chrissy Everett. So,
how did you guys meet, you and your husband?
My husband and I was standing up in an aerobic studio in 1981 inside a tennis club. And he in the West End Tennis Club in Torrance, and he was warming up Tracy, his sister, to kind of get her ready, prepared for the U.S. Open, and because he was a lawyer in Beverly Hills. So
he was a lawyer, but he played tennis as well.
Oh, yeah, he played at UCLA. He was, they won 2 NCAAs with him.
Oh, so he was on the team. That's amazing.
He was on the team, yeah. All of my entire family, my husband, myself, and my 2 daughters all played, got scholarships in
sports.
Sports. So I did gymnastics, my husband tennis, and both daughters went on scholarship for girls lacrosse. So D1
at
program.
USC.
Well, my oldest went to University of Virginia.
Okay.
And she was number one in the nation because she was really tough, good. You know?
Yeah.
And then my baby, Katie Austin, she went to USC, the first inaugural women's team at USC.
Yeah,
I know. So,
get to the romance. So you're at the Torrance thing.
Yes, West End Tennis Club.
Okay,
how
do you meet?
I walked by with the owner of the club, the manager owner. And I said, damn, they're good. He goes, well, that's Jeff Austin, Tracy Austin. She's ready to go to the U.S. Open. I went, oh, wow. And so then he showed me my room. Back in the day, in 1981, there were no gyms. There were no aerobic studios. So I had to teach in little rooms or racquetball courts to start, aerobics. I'd bring my little,
music
cassette player.
Yeah, your little.
And have my little routine. And so they showed me he showed me the room I was going to teach my aerobics in.
And, what would you make doing that?
Well, at the time, I had 30 different instructors that went to Kaiser Hospital. I did all.
You were in charge of all those people.
Yes.
So you had formed already a little business.
A little business, yes.
Oh, my God. And how old are you at this point?
I graduated from college, and I was 2 years out of college.
You're 24 doing this.
Doing this, yes.
Good for you.
And I would give them each a cassette player and a tape. You go here at TRW at 5 o'clock and you move all the tables and you teach aerobics. Here's the routine. So I was teaching 4 classes a day, back in the day. And so so I was figuring out which room I get at the tennis club. And so then when I came back to, get something to drink with the guy, in comes Jeff and Tracy and they come here, meet the new aerobics director. I was like, I got the job. And so he gave me a piece of paper, like a contract, and they said, this is, Jeff Austin, he's the lawyer of the Austins, because he's one of 5, too. And I said, you want to look at this? I was teasing him, because it was a contract, no one
to be the aerobic instructor.
Like $1, if you're a member, you could come to my aerobics class. Yeah. $2 if you're not a member.
Okay.
And so he laughed, and that was it. And the next day, he called and asked me out.
How did he ask you out?
He just called my house, asked me out.
So would you like to go out to dinner?
Yeah, to dinner. That was our first date.
And did you feel a moment when you met him like this is it?
Yes, because he's so funny and he's so smart. and I had not gone out with such brilliant people before. I always had surfers or, you know, I don't know, not anyone so intelligent. So I was really like in love with his smart, and he was funny, really dry sense humor. And right away, we got married a year later.
You did.
And moved to Washington, D.C.
And then how did you know he was the one?
Oh, he asked me like early, and he said, I love you really fast. I was like, oh, but he had never gone out with a girl past 3 months.
Uh-huh.
And he's 5.5 years older than I am. So
When
I was at 4 months, the family was like, oh, my gosh, you know, Jeff is so serious. I was like, why? He goes, he never went past 3 months with anybody but you. So I was like, oh, okay.
And everybody and all the families liked each other. Everyone
oh,
the family,
yes.
Yeah.
My whole family. Our Thanksgiving is a blended family. My family, his family, all our siblings, 41 at our Thanksgiving every year.
I love that.
At our house.
I hosted our Thanksgiving, and we were supposed to be 27, but went down to 23. It's been more in the past, but some of the kids are, you know, going
married
to law school
yeah.
and stuff like that of the cousins, but we have a big thing, too.
Yeah, it's so,
so
fun.
Okay, so getting back to the Today Show. So now you're in D.C. You're married.
Yes.
You're young. You don't have kids yet.
No, and I wear little shorts to, you know, the Safeway back east, and people looked at me, you know, back in the day.
Was it weird to go?
Washington was very conservative. We would go to parties with, Jeff had to wear a coat and tie in 1983, 84, 85. It was very conservative.
Was it?
And I wore a leotard everywhere.
Being that you were Palos Verdes beach girl.
Yes.
Then, you know, Tucson, Arizona.
Yes.
Was that a big transition to go into cold weather and a more conservative dress place?
Oh, definitely. But I loved it. Our friends were, my husband played tennis, you know, at the White House. We got to enjoy ourselves.
You did?
Oh, yes.
Tell me about that. Who was it? Who was in office then?
Well,
was that Reagan?
Well, President Bush was vice president at the time. So he loved tennis. So they always invited us to the vice president's house.
Oh.
Yeah, so he always played tennis with the president, so it was really fun.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
right away, we had the most wonderful experiences. And every year, we were supposed to come back to L.A. to have him open up the L.A. office for Octagon, the company. And every year, no, it's okay. No, we're having fun. And then we had babies, and they love lacrosse.
Okay, so how'd you get on the Today Show? So,
was
the 35th time the 6 p.m. time?
Yes. Can you believe it?
All right.
And
so how long were you calling all the time? Like how many weeks or months was that?
Well, I probably wait every few weeks to call.
So was it like almost a whole year of calling?
Probably. Because I got on March 1984.
Okay.
Probably, you know.
So you do your presentation.
Yes. And he's in the Rockefeller Center in the corner. Gorgeous office with a baseball bat in his hand, a Yankees cap on his head, and he's in a beautiful desk with his baseball, you know, bat just going back and forth. I'm down on the ground showing the best sit-ups you could possibly do.
To the executive producer.
To the executive producer.
Who's
Steve
practicing
Friedman.
His swing while you're doing this?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's smiling and never saying a word. And I jump up and then I could show tone up at the terminal exercises. You know, there's a lot of neck issues out there because people are sitting in terminals.
Yeah.
And so he just smiled and then he gave me a note and it said March 23rd, 24th. And that was the first dates to go on on the show. And within a year, I had a contract for 4 years.
So you went on it, and you were such a hit.
Yes. I got as many, 1 week, as many letters as Willard Scott. Do you remember him?
Yes.
Our famous weatherman. And they were like, wow, that's when I got my contract.
So
because they want to know more about fitness.
And so by the contract, did that involve pay then?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But you couldn't go on Good Morning America.
Right. Yes.
Got it.
But at that point, too, ESPN was just starting, so I got my own show on ESPN. My whole goal was a 30-minute show, not a 3-minute once a month. That's what I got. So my goal was to have my own Getting Fit with Denise Austin.
And when you would do all these things, was your husband then your attorney?
Yes, but, I would kind of get the job, but he would look at the contracts. Cause,
nice.
That wasn't his thing. No one knew a direction for an aerobics instructor. I just made things up
and
went along.
And
I have my degree, so I felt very confident in my abilities. I was very, being a gymnast, I was used to performing.
Yeah.
my whole life.
And as a gymnast, as a child, like when did you start doing
that?
Well,
I was late in life at 11. So I never made it to, I was lucky enough to get an athletic scholarship.
And how did, what made you at 11 go, I want to learn gymnastics, Mom?
I just loved it. I went to the YMCA in San Pedro, California, and they had a great gymnastics program. And I kept staying and, you know, made the team, and I just kept going.
But you got the scholarship, but were you ever at a level that you might have gone to the Olympics
or
anything?
Oh, no, I was never that good. No.
Okay.
No, everyone was, you know, so much better.
Yeah.
I was, years ago, when you were first giving Title IX, the girls my age were, the younger ones were way better. They're the ones that made the Olympic team. They wouldn't have thought to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
So I was offered a lot of scholarships because it was the first year women were offered athletic scholarships in 1975.
And so that must have been really exciting when you guys saw that that was going
to
happen.
For my mom to see these scholarships coming in, this was like heaven. Are you kidding?
Because I think people need to remember that.
Yes.
That was never even an option.
No.
They put all the money into the men.
Right.
And that's why they would call it an MRS degree. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Meaning, meet your husband and be a missus.
Yeah.
But if, you know, but is it worth it for us even to pay for you to go to college? You know, if you're not going to marry someone rich or, you know, become a nurse or a teacher, like all those kind of things. And this gave so many more women an opportunity to get the scholarship money that men have. And you know, I hope we protect it at all costs because, we have to because that's serious. So when
I believe in young girls doing some kind of sports.
Yeah.
I really do because I've seen the difference in just the way they grow up with confidence and they really truly do, you know, feel, you know, kind of worthy at something that they try hard for. It's
right.
Really
you have to work
life.
Out and you commit to.
There's an ethic. Like my girls are great. They have a great work ethic. And I think that's so important for girls.
Yeah, because I think when you're on a team, even if it's not going to lead to scholarships or whatever,
it is
great to show if your child does want to do something, whatever that might be, but especially if it is a sport. You know, you have to commit that you're going to go be there at the 6 a.m. workout.
Yes, that's right.
And, you know, there's...
And camaraderie.
Right.
And you just, you know, besides being active, which is so important for me, I think it's really important to start early in health and wellness and feel better. And it really does matter. And it could be dancing. It could be any form, just something you're committed to show that you can try hard and you're doing better at it.
Okay. So when does the business really start to explode?
When VHS came out.
Yes.
Thank you, Jane Fonda. you know, I was on TV on ESPN, my own show every, you know, morning you would watch me. And then I got a chance to do a VHS. And then that's a chance.
A workout tape.
A workout tape to see, you know, I would go to Walmart on weekends to sign videos, VHSs, rock hard abs, rock aerobics, all my different. I sold over 25 million VHS and DVDs combined.
How many different videos were there?
Oh, I had over 300.
So you just kept coming up with a different thing.
Oh, yes, all the time. You know, from Pilates to yoga to stretching to hit the spot, abs, arms, butt, thighs, of course.
And, like, what are some of the great stories that you've, I'm sure, that have happened to you where people come up to you or at an event or when you're just, like, shopping that really made you realize, like, what I did was really important in this life?
It happens a lot, but, you know, when the kids were little, a lot at the airport or it would happen in the grocery store. That's how my kids remember that their mom was somebody or the first time because I've had women cry saying, you've changed my life. I finally lost the weight. I don't have to take high blood pressure medicine anymore. Or other women have come up to me and I finally had the, you know, nerve to divorce my horrible husband. Or everything was always positive, which makes me feel so good inside that, you know, anyone who came up to me, it was always positive. Like, you started me on a fitness journey and now my kids do it. And, you know, there's so many stories. I've even been at a airline at the ticket counter, and a lady fainted. You know, the ticket counter lady fainted. It was me, you know. I'm like, oh, get her some orange juice. Oh, my gosh, you know. I mean, and men have come up to me and thanked me for their wives' bodies or how good they feel. It's always usually thanks for a good attitude.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I would say, come on, you can do it. You're worth it. You deserve to feel your best. For 24 years I was on TV. So it was in their homes, in their basements, in their, you know, their families. I was on twice a day in the morning. So
would you do live events and stuff?
No, I would do personal appearances.
A personal
Target
appearance.
Or Walmart or Best Buy or back in the day, Blockbuster.
Yeah.
But, live, no, my TV show was a lot of work.
And so you and your husband, when did you eventually move back to California?
Just when our youngest daughter got into USC.
Oh, you were on the East Coast whole time.
So 8 years ago we moved back. Yes.
Oh.
So we were East Coasters our entire married life so much. I mean, you know, for 30 years we lived back east.
Are you happy to be back in
California?
Oh,
yes, I love this weather. But I miss my dearest friends.
Uh-huh.
But they come visit. They love it here.
Of course. Good. And so with your daughters, what's the age difference between the two?
3 years. So I have a 33-year-old Kelly Austin.
Same with my sons are 3 years apart.
Yes, it worked out great.
Yeah.
But I didn't have kids till 7 years after we were married.
How old were you when you had your first?
34.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And did you have any trouble getting pregnant
no,
or anything? Okay,
no,
good.
No.
And then you waited a couple of years and tried again?
Yes. And
perfect.
Did it again.
Yeah.
And then that was enough for me, too.
and you knew that.
I felt that. Yeah. Because my husband was such a good dad. I mean, I would travel to film my show and go for a week. He would come sometimes and bring the babies, or my mom would meet us in the Caribbean or Hawaii to take care of him while I was filming all day. But I couldn't do that to him. He's a full-time lawyer, full-time dad, you know.
Yeah.
A lot on our plate. So.
And was there... What's your mom guilt moment? Was there ever a mom guilt as a working mom? Because I know I have mine, and I've shared mine.
I would cry on those airplanes if it didn't land on time, that I'd miss their little lacrosse game. Or, you know, one thing I really, when they were really good in high school and, you know, knowing this is where they want to be, you know, on a team, a private team, a travel team, I really worked my buns off so I didn't miss any games in their high school years or college.
You mean you started to turn down stuff?
Yes, always. Uh-huh. But when they were little, I would feel terrible if my plane was delayed and I missed something, you know.
I feel that
I would cry. I'd sit there going, oh no.
I have a similar, I feel like also I would cry a lot on the planes too, like coming back from like a weekend of doing stand up or whatever. Because one, I think someone told me you're more emotional in the air. There's something, and like, whatever, oxygen, I don't know.
Depletion.
And also I think that's why I cry a lot, like watching certain movies.
Oh, yes.
Or I think the movies are better on the plane, and then I like watch them again later. I'm like, why did I think that? Like I'll be on a plane, I'll be crying. I'm like, why was this not Oscar nominated? And then someone said, no, it's like something, I don't know. And then I'd really like be missing them and feeling guilty. It was always the ride home,
right?
So I know.
Me too.
Yeah, and then
getting to leave the couple days before I had to leave, I'd get a little melancholy.
Yes,
I felt like, oh, do I really? You know, I felt like it was a lot of sacrifice. You know, being trying to stay on top, and at the same time wanting to be there for my girls. So I always chose the family over my job.
Yes, but
pretty
I mean,
much.
I think I'm kind of asking you because I do think it's something we don't talk enough about.
Right.
Like, you know, and I think it's helpful for people that are listening now to hear from someone like you who did make the sacrifice. You did miss mommy times that you'll never get back.
Yes.
Because you
Not
knew.
Not a lot.
Right. But I'm saying, but you still knew that this is an opportunity that it's now.
Yes.
It might not, if you put it to the side, it might not be back in 5 years when your kid is nine.
Right.
You know, so you're going to have to miss this thing when the kid is four because this is when it is. And this is, you know what I mean? The building, but it all works out. I want people to know, like, it all works out.
It does.
It all works out. You know, your girls are good. Your marriage is good. But it's also important that, you know,
everybody
deals with it differently.
Yeah.
But I do feel like, it'll never be the same for men that travel.
So.
And,
no.
and it's not an
I
evaluation.
I always made food for him. I always would have everything lined up before I left. I'm, you know, that's a lot of meal prep, as we call now. I don't know what it was called back then, but just did it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a lot on my mind to be a mom still, you know, make sure they sent, you know, like I was still the, you know, the mother helper at some of the schools. I'd still, you know, rush home to do that and show up. And I try, you know, also I learned you can't have it all the time, and you can throughout your life. And now looking back, I'm 66. I did have it all in different stages of my life, and I'm proud of that. And also I tell women, when they're really little, it's okay that you're gone here and there.
That's what I say.
When they're more like
12,
teenager.
That's the
11.
That's exactly what I said. Those are the most important years.
And
actually,
high schools, I was there, boy.
Yeah, I have too.
Friday nights, if someone shows up, I was protecting. You know, is anyone bringing beer down to my basement? You know, I just was. My husband and I were present.
Yes,
and that was really important, especially in those ages, because they could wave to different friends. You just didn't know. So when they were really little, I feel pretty good about, you know, having the chance to do both in my career and a mom. So.
Well, first of all, I love the expression, and a friend of mine, a gay man friend of mine, Guy Branum, we shared an office together at Chelsea lately, and he was like, Heather, I think you should write a book called Having It Most.
Oh,
because
like
you don't
that.
Have it all.
Right.
But no one can have it all the time.
No, that's
but you
right.
should strive to have it most.
Most time.
And most. Yeah.
I
liked that too.
Yeah,
and I'm
you
like,
should do that.
I know. Well, maybe I'll write another book, but this takes up a lot of time. But what I was going to say is, I think oftentimes the routine for most women is, I'm going to stay home when they're really little. And then now that they can get themselves to and from school or whatever, maybe that's when they really kind of start doing their own thing and everything. And I'm not criticizing anybody, but I felt like, oh my gosh, I'm missing out on like the cute baby, you know, preschool type of years. I missed stuff. But I felt like by building my business then, I had the luxury of when they were preteens and in high school to be that much more present.
Yes.
And I kind of agree that for me, at least, exactly what you're saying.
I agree.
Because they at two or three or something, providing they have good caregivers, they don't know.
I had a lot of family.
Yeah. They don't know that you missed the Christmas parade.
Yeah. That I didn't miss. No. Or the Halloween one.
But I'm just saying there's something that you might have missed or not.
Yeah.
But, you try to go to the most things, but I remember there's just some things.
Yeah, you're rushing and you didn't make it.
You know, you have to miss. And, so this past weekend, I was so excited. I got to model with my son.
I saw it.
Brandon. It was a mother-son fashion
you
show.
You guys look gorgeous.
And I literally said to my husband, I go, someone could offer me $100,000 to do an appearance. If it fell on this day, I would say no.
Yeah.
Like, because I was like, there is only, because I've missed other things and because there hasn't been that many, like, I'm like, I would not have missed that for the world. And, you know, my very good friend, Jill Zarin, she's a former Real Housewives of New York, and she's got amazing rugs, and she works with her daughter, and I love her daughter, and I love her boyfriend, and it was her 60th birthday in Boca Raton at her home, and if I didn't have this, I would have gone there.
Yes, of course.
And you just, but I was like, I immediately said to her, I go, there's just no way.
When it comes to your kids,
there's
first.
Just no way, but I saw the photos, and
FOMO.
But I had no FOMO. had no FOMO because
you had a great
there was
experience.
Nothing I would have rather done. Now, if I would have just said, oh, I don't want to get on a plane and go to Florida, and then
That's
laid in
different.
My bed, going to bed at 5:30 with daylight saving time, and then saw the photos, I'd be like, you're an idiot,
yeah,
Heather.
Right.
But not when
you had something important.
Not when it's a family thing.
The same thing. Yeah. I got the opportunity to walk with my daughter, yeah, Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
Oh, wait, I have it.
Yes.
Wait.
Oh, you do? There we are together.
Yes.
Hand in hand. It was so much fun. I would have never given up that opportunity. I mean, she asked me and then Sports Illustrated asked. And I was like,
because she models too.
She's a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
I love it.
But she's a fitness. She's following my fitness footsteps. Katie has her own app. She has her own merch. And she's doing really great. And she's getting married in May. So I'm going to
Is this the older or the younger?
She's the baby.
She's getting married.
Yes.
And you like him.
Oh, we love him. Thank God.
Yes. Yeah.
That's very important.
Right.
We
yeah.
like a few others of his. So this is a gem.
And when you don't like... What is your advice?
Oh, that was hard,
to
you guys.
A mom that doesn't like the girlfriend or the boyfriend
right.
of their child.
You have to be quiet. Let them realize it themselves. I had to be quiet so much that it killed me.
And then would you like get in the bed and shut the door and talk to your husband about it?
Oh, yeah. Jeff and I would like hit each other. Don't, you know, he knows I'm so verbal that I'd say like, you're kidding. You're going to let him do that to you or something. You know,
yeah.
You know, I would say something like that, like not pick you up. Are you kidding? You know, just little things. So I always, my husband always would, you know, you don't need to say it. You know, don't say it. So I kept my mouth shut. She broke up with him. So that was good.
she learned
for herself.
And then when she broke up with him.
Then everyone unloaded
And
on
then
her.
Did she say, why didn't you tell me or no?
She said she kind of knew by little things I would say. Like yeah. it was another guy, you know, she missed out a little of college because she always was trying to make sure she made the other boyfriend happy, the one who went to another school.
Okay.
And she missed out on a couple things. And
yeah,
I
it's
say,
hard when you have a long-distance relationship in college, I think.
Yes.
I do think you miss out.
You do. And I would say, oh, your sorority's doing this with your fraternity. Aren't you going? You know, and she'd look at me like... No, I'm not.
No,
it's a date, you know.
And my boyfriend wouldn't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she goes, I knew you, when you would ask those questions, what you were driving at.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And she knew it. So, I mean, you know, it happened naturally, but you do have to zip it.
You have to zip it, and I think because you don't want to...
Unless they're in danger.
Right, of course. Unless they're in danger and it's domestic violence.
No, that was never the case.
But if it was just, yeah. you know, he's not your favorite or whatever, I think it is good to take that advice because... It when they are not happy with him,
right?
They want to be able to come to you,
yes.
And if they know the whole time you've been bitching and saying he's a
right.
loser, they might be like, "Well, I don't want to go to my mom and have her say I told you so."
Right, and
so that is one of the reasons
I
to keep your mouth shut.
That my
you know?
Girls tell me everything. I
yeah.
love that, and I think that is really important. So,
are the girls really close to each other?
Oh yes,
the sisters.
Yeah, they live a mile away from each other.
I love
which is
that.
So nice.
Yeah, I'm
yes.
really close to my sister
yeah.
too, and you're close to your sister, obviously.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I'm close to all of them.
Yeah, I love
it's
that.
Awesome.
So,
we talk every day.
So, where can you tell us when the wedding is? Do we know?
Oh, it's May 4th. Yes, in
okay.
California. So.
Oh,
yeah.
And are you a big part of the planning? And
oh, yes, they want me involved in everything.
Okay,
which is
so
fun.
Okay, and so yeah. that, and then the. Older sister, is she?
The maid of honor. She's not
yeah.
married yet.
Okay, so
yeah.
she's the maid
yeah.
of honor.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I love it.
She is a spiritual type healer. She does
oh, I
love Sal Bath, Kelly Austin. She's
oh, okay.
very, very, she does astrology. She's very
But I just
smart.
Saw a thing on TikTok, and it's a sound bath that they put you on a floaty in the pool.
Oh, yes, yes.
Does your daughter do that?
She does that. She does
okay,
all
because everyone was like, oh, my God. And they like
yeah.
they show them putting the person on a big floaty
yes,
by themselves.
And they relax your neck.
Yes. And yeah. they like put a blankie on you.
Yes. Yeah. And then she does a sound bath. It's beautiful.
Oh,
and
that's
meditation.
So cool.
So we are going to start to do like wellness things together. So
oh,
mother,
I
daughter,
love it.
And, yeah. So
yeah. Like
day.
Jill and Allie.
Yes,
Jill's
yes,
there and her daughter
yeah.
Allie. They,
yeah.
I love when... people
yeah,
get their business.
It's really fun.
And I think it so complements, especially with the two generations,
yes.
you know, like, because they're bringing something obviously to it, and then
yes.
so are you, and it's a really
and
smart
Katie
thing if you
and
can
I
work
did
together.
A mother-daughter workout tour together, and all these mother-daughters, it sold out in 2 hours. And
oh, wow.
It was right before the pandemic, and it was the most endearing thing. They drove for so long to get to us, and it was so much fun because they told stories like I used to be, you know, teaching, I mean, sitting and doing your workouts when the baby was, you know, crawling and Yeah. Now here she is following your daughter, and it goes all, you know, both
I love
generations.
That.
So it's been
well.
Really...
Let's talk a little bit about fitness. Here's your cute family.
Yes.
Wait. So which one is getting married? The one in
the
black
one on
dress?
The left.
Oh, the jeans.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, such a cute family.
She's so cute.
And so let's talk a little bit. Like, how? What are your thoughts about the Ozempic semaglutide phase and fad and everything with that? What is your opinion on it?
I'm not a medical doctor, and
of course,
I'm always
we know that.
Promoting health and fitness. Like, you know, take care of your body because you still have to get your muscles in shape.
Right.
No matter what you're doing, muscles work miracles on your metabolism. Muscles are what's going to keep you young, staying. Nothing droops or sags when you have muscle tone, and muscles really help with so much. You know, we have 640 muscles head to toe. You still need, no matter what drug you're on, no matter, I mean, I don't take anything, but the key is muscles still have the structure to take good care of your body for a long time. So I've talked to many doctors about it. You know, I've been on the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports back in the day, and I still have a lot of doctors I always call about different things. You know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And they are very worried of what they're going to be like when they take themselves off of it. And that is still yet to, the research isn't there. So there is, you know, I'm into the research of it, and we really don't know everything about it.
Right.
So that's all. But I do think at one point, a lot of people need to lose some weight. So if it's a good way to jumpstart it.
I think that's what it is. I just think it's one of those things.
And if you're under a doctor's care that really understands it. And
you have a goal for yourself to say, my goal is to only be on this 3 months.
Yes.
And see if I can, you know, change my habits and keep that 15 pounds off. And then when there's somebody that has to lose a lot more, like 100, then, you know, then they have a different plan.
Because everyone's different.
Yeah.
And if you need a jump start, talk to your doctor. But still think about it as a lifestyle. What are you eating? How are you moving? Think about your lifestyle is that's what I'm here for. I want people to realize it doesn't take that much. I only work out 30 minutes most days of the week. So that's not a lot when you're awake 16 hours usually. What's 30 minutes to take care of your health? This is what's in your lungs.
That's a
your
good
heart.
Way to that is a good way to put it. Like you have 30 minutes.
You have 30 minutes. You could go for a walk. You could do, you know, get down on the ground, do some stretching and some toning, calisthenic type moves. You could do, you know, light weights for your arms and your chest and your shoulders and just normal exercises that really work. I mean, they're tried and true. They're, you know, there's only so many ways you can move your body, you know?
Yeah.
So I do believe in just moving 30 minutes a day makes a world of difference for your attitude, for your mental health, for your body. There's so much research that if you just do 30 minutes, then you are taking good care of your health.
How do you feel about pickleball craze?
I love it. Are you kidding?
Good.
I have a pickleball shoe. The Denise Austin pickleball shoe. Wait.
You have a pickleball shoe?
I have a pickleball shoe.
Oh, my gosh. This is your magazine, which is so amazing.
Fit
over 50. This is your own magazine.
Yes, it is.
How often does it come out?
4 times a year. That's my
fault. Oh, my gosh. I love it.
It's all me. I work very hard on this.
Oh, my gosh.
It's doing really well. It's in all the grocery stores. And I
And you have different exercises, different recipes.
Yes, a lot of great
different
recipes.
Different little
ways
tricks.
To kind of look cute when you're 50 and over.
Cute outfits.
Ways to feel better about yourself and kind of little attitude. I call them Deniseologies that I kind of feel.
Do you have any sleeping tips?
Oh, yes. A lot of sleeping tips.
Tell.
First of all, you know, cut coffee off. I love my coffee, but I only have it in the morning.
Me too.
So cut it off by 12 noon. There's a lot of research. If you go past 12, it changes the rhythm of your body. Try to go to eat 3 hours before you go to bed. So I eat early. My husband and I, unless we're going out to dinner with friends.
Yeah.
But we try to eat around 6 p.m. If we can. And the earlier you do the dinner, the more time your food has to metabolize, which helps your sleep, but also helps your weight. So the sooner, the better you get in your dinner. And then if you're like me, I get up to pee a lot during the night.
Yeah.
So I started to realize don't drink a lot of water after 8 p.m. because I drink water throughout the day, which love. You know, of course.
We would stop after
8? For your skin. Yeah. But I stop now after 8 so I don't wake up at midnight to pee.
Yeah.
I only do one glass of wine when I go to. It does disrupt my sleep a bit. And so that's hard when you're out with girlfriends, of course.
Yeah.
I just have to say goodbye to the sleep that night.
Yeah.
You know, it goes in waves. And I use, honestly, a very dark room. I make all of our places, I have a house in the desert, too, with dark windows.
You have a house in the desert, too? So do
I. Yes, in La Quinta.
So do I.
Oh, of course. We have everything in common.
Oh, my God.
We have to come by. I have a new retreat area that is just open where my...
Are you going to go this weekend?
No, we're going to Savannah for a wedding.
But, and then are you going to be there...
I'll be there.
For Christmas?
You. Yeah.
Okay, call me.
I don't know.
We'll get each other's number.
Okay.
Okay, we don't want everyone
you have to
coming
see
over.
Our place.
Yeah, that would be fun. Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have wellness events there. It's 6 acres across the street from the resort.
Love it.
Yes. And we're going to call it the Austin Estate. It just got finished 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
I know. 3.5 years in
so
the making.
So very dark room, me too.
Yes.
I'm all about the blackout blinds.
And a little
blinds.
Colder.
Yes, me too.
Because it's very important for your temperature to be a little colder and then snuggle up in the bed.
What's your temperature that you like?
68.
Me too.
Stop it. You need to be my sister. And those are just
I can
the
just
best
sleep
tips.
Over in the bed with you.
Yeah. Those are just my easiest tips.
Yeah.
And exercise is important. I could tell days I don't exercise, like I'm a running around, that I didn't get a good night's sleep
because
I didn't get in my cardio or I didn't get in some, feeling like I gave it my all in exercise.
Are there any vitamins or something that you think?
Vitamin D for all of us women. We all need vitamin D for sure. That's a key.
Real vitamin D or just a vitamin D pill or both?
Both.
Okay.
Oh, both.
Being the sun.
A little bit, 30 minutes in morning sun is the best.
Okay.
And I truly, when I wake up, I do drink some water with two squeezes of a lemon.
Mm-hmm.
And you could get out there in La Quinta, lemons.
Yeah.
And I really believe in that. My grandma used to do it. And I also eat a little bit of parsley in the morning. Just a leaf. Did you know in just one little leaf is as much vitamin C as an orange?
No.
Yes. So you need your parsley. My grandma was from Croatia, so she always would talk about parsley and lemon.
Interesting. What are some other secret foods that have
flax seeds, chia seeds, and hemp seeds I put over cottage cheese. I like that in the morning.
I feel like cottage cheese is making a comeback.
Definitely. Can you?
I feel like it was out of style.
It was my mom's diet food.
Cottage cheese,
with
grapefruit,
yes.
Hard-boiled eggs.
But cottage cheese is great for us women because it has the calcium, it has protein. Us women need more protein than you think.
Okay.
So we need to wake up and have protein.
So what are some other good sources of protein that are easy to put in your diet?
Yogurt is really great. And almonds are great. Walnuts are great, and they have good fat in them, too. Mm-hmm. So olive oil. Healthy fats are really important for our skin.
Avocado.
Oh, gosh.
Is there too much avocado where it can be fattening or not?
Oh, yes. It's still calories.
Oh, so how much avocado should you have? Probably not more.
I have a half a day.
Okay, half a day, but maybe not more than that.
So I'll put a little in my toast or next to my eggs, and then maybe I have a little, over a sandwich, too.
Yeah.
Or put it in a salad at
night. Is there something that people for a long time thought was a good thing to eat that actually now we're realizing it's not good?
No.
I read somewhere
a little
that
everything
fruit.
Is fine.
I felt like I think like sweet
fruit juice.
Fruit.
Juices aren't as healthy as you might think.
I remember when I was writing White Chicks, you mentioned that I
love White Chicks.
Oh, by the way,
my daughters. Oh my God, this was the best movie. They loved it.
Well,
proud of you.
I want to give a little shout out about White Chicks because I'm so excited. My friend who lives in La Quinta too sent an email and said they're doing this thing. It's called Fork and Film, and they take classic movies and for a month they have a pop up. And what they're eating on the screen, they serve you.
Oh.
And they're doing White Chicks in LA
Stop
in January.
It. Oh.
And so I'm going.
What are you going to eat there?
I mean, I'm trying to remember from the movie. I know that there's an eating scene where Marlon goes on a date as a woman with Terry Crews. And I can't remember what he had there. There's an appetizer scene.
I love this.
So I'm thinking there's probably like an app thing where then Marlon is lactose intolerant. Because I'm remembering all the scenes that I was writing and went through with it.
I have to re-see it.
And so anyway, we're going on January 21st, and my son, it's his 18th birthday, and he has never really seen the movie all the way through.
Oh, okay.
And my niece is going in, and we're like so excited. But
that's so cool.
Yeah, it'll be so fun. And I'm like, I can't believe I was in one other movie they did called Dance Flick, but it wasn't as popular. And I'm like, I can't believe
you made a cameo in that movie.
I helped write the movie, but one of the scenes I wrote was this annoying sales girl. Based on someone that I knew in LA. And then I didn't think they were going to be able to put me in it because they were filming in Canada. And there was like rules about using so many Canadian actors.
So they were like,
we really want to find a part for you, Heather. But we might have to give this to a Canadian actor. I'm like, okay, whatever. Yeah. I knew I was going to be able to go one time just to help with like the table read.
Oh.
So I came back from the table read and then they said, okay, we got you. You're able. Can you get on the plane tonight?
Now.
And my son was only like, two months old, or maybe he was about 4 months old. Because there's a photo of me going to the White Chicks premiere and my son's on my hip in a diaper and he's now 21.
Gosh. Oh,
so
okay.
I'm like,
yeah,
I can't believe that this movie...
It was a while.
Has remained such like a classic.
Yes, it really has.
And like so good with the, you know, and so I'm so excited. So I'm like.
That's so cool.
So I'm like, I think I'm going to try to wear a similar outfit that I wore in the movie and in a similar hair just because God forbid I get recognized.
I hope you saved a lot. I saved all my old leotards. And that's why I do these then and now. I'm like, I saved them. They still fit. And
that's
my daughter wears them because she loves the vintage look, you know, high cut now.
Yes.
It's all in.
Did your girls steal your clothes growing up? Would they go in your closet and take stuff without
asking? Now I take their clothes. Are you kidding? They have the cutest clothes. I borrow theirs all the time.
Oh, my gosh. I love it because you probably always wear the same size.
We all wear the same size together.
Was there ever a time where having a mom be a fitness guru, icon, was it ever annoying to your daughters or not great?
But I didn't act like I was anyone. To be honest with you. So when, all the teams loved me because they would say, oh, Mrs. Austin, could you stretch us out? Could you do a warm up for us? You know, right before the lacrosse game or something. And so I'd say, okay, girls, come on. And everyone would laugh and it'd be fun.
And was there ever a time where being a famous person was hard in getting along with the moms at schools and stuff?
No, never.
Good.
No. I never had any issues.
Good.
But I didn't. We were in a town, Alexandria, Virginia, that there weren't anyone. Yeah, we were just all normal.
Yeah.
Honestly, we're all equal. No one thought anything of, you know, I mean, there were Supreme Court justice family. There were, you know, this was major, you know.
No one cared about the fitness girl.
Aerobic girl coming around.
I love that. That's good.
And I didn't make a big deal of it. So,
right.
You know, I was just a normal mom, to be honest.
I'm just kind of thinking that's sort of interesting because when you grow up in LA and when you're in LA, you know, and the surrounding areas, there's always famous people.
Yes.
And I wonder if I actually think it is a bigger deal here than if there was just one famous person in a town and they just accepted we have the fitness person or we have the former NFL player.
Right.
I think it's because we're so weird and self-conscious of it in LA, whether this person, you know, is recognizable or, you know, they're not recognizable, but that's the director of the blah, 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 you know? And so that's kind of
in D.C., Washington, it was more the political people, you know, that were important.
Well, I absolutely loved getting to know you.
Oh,
and
me too.
Tell everybody where they can follow you and your daughters and what you have going on and all of that.
Well, if you want to follow me on Instagram or, you know, Facebook, I'm at Denise Austin. And then I have a website that I have all of my old TV shows. So if any of you remember me on the beach doing exercises, I digitized them all and they're all on my website, over 300 of them. And then I do all new workouts, of course, because they want to see me now and see what a 66-year-old can do, which is, you know, most everything still, thank God. That's important. I'm 100% natural so far. And what else?
So you don't do any Botox, nothing?
No, but I need it. My girl said I need it before the wedding.
Your daughter did?
Mom, start now so you can see if you like it.
I think you look amazing, but have you not for any particular reason?
No, just
because
just,
it is so acceptable.
There's nothing that the reasons for it.
Okay.
You know, not at all. No, I just haven't done it yet.
Well, you look great, but do think you might get some?
I might. I don't know.
May I suggest Dr. Kasabian at Lift MD?
Okay.
He does mine and he does very natural, like he goes with what you want, because I'm like, I got to be able to move. I got to be able to have and all that. So, He's great, but I think I would maybe, if I were you, the wedding's when? March?
May.
I would maybe try to go now just to see if you like it, and if you don't, it'll be gone by then.
Right. Yes.
So that's why. But I mean, you don't need it. You have beautiful skin and,
well,
you know, everything.
I honestly think that you've got to feel the best you can.
Yeah.
So maybe I should do a little something, because I do look a little, you know, got that.
It is a great thing that's come around.
First,
in the last 20
some
years.
Facials. I haven't even done that.
You haven't even done a facial?
No. Well, I've had a few in my life, but you know, when I go to spas, but I don't, you know, do it on a regular basis.
Well, and there's so many things there too.
Yes, that's what I might first start with, and then.
Yeah.
And what else? I'm just excited because I have new Denise Austin walking shoes.
Okay.
And a treadmill, walking treadmill.
And that they can get that all on your website?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. And then if you have kids that, you know, young girls that want to follow Katie Austin, she has HIIT workouts, a little, you know, more challenging than what I do.
Good.
And Kelly, if you want, like sound bath and really relaxation.
So Katie Austin,
things.
Kelly Austin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look them up, follow them too. And
Katie made the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover for the calendar.
Wait, this is your daughter?
That's Katie Austin. Yes.
Wait.
And she was on because she was an athlete. You know, she played lacrosse.
Oh my God. She's gorgeous.
And that's all the girls in the magazine.
Oh my gosh, gorgeous.
Oh, thank you, honey. I had to bring you this. This is from my first leotard workout in 1980s.
Look at that.
I thought that might be fun for you.
How do you feel about fake asses?
I just don't get it. Yeah. I don't want to sit there and feel like something's weird there. But I don't know.
I don't know what a fake ass feels like.
Yeah, that's
all. I
like a shapely butt, but you can build your butt by certain exercises that
What's
I do.
The best butt lifting, butt building
squats.
One? Just a squat.
And
an
here's another
squat.
Thing. Squeeze your buttocks. Tighten up your tushy for 5 seconds.
I'm doing that right now.
Yeah. If you don't squeeze it, no one else will. And you can really do that with different muscles or isometric exercise. For your abs, pull your tummy up and in, tighten up your abs for 5 seconds, and that's equal to a sit-up because you're contracting your ab muscles.
Also, do it in traffic, LA traffic.
Yes, anytime, anywhere. Yeah. These are little exercises. Just keep moving. You know, standing burns more calories than sitting. So
true.
At any time throughout
the
day.
Well, I love that there's all the standing desks and that kind of thing, because
really
it really can force
keep
you to
moving.
Yeah.
Vehicles to get you going. That's what I love. Anything. I blow dry my hair, I do squats. Great for your butt.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Look great from behind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
take
it for the girl who's been married for how many years?
40.
Oh, my God. This is the firmest tummy I've ever felt. This is the firmest tummy I've ever felt. I love it.
I've had a lot of famous people fill my tummy, Heather, through my years, but I don't ask too many men anymore.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's why you stay married.
Yeah.
Good Catholic girl. Thank you so much, Denise.
Oh,
love
Heather,
you.
You're adorable.
Too fun.
Love it. Keep fit, everybody.
Bye.